You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Ferrogloobe, the business that operates the more than century-old smelter in Emalahleni, Mpumalanga, has announced that that particular smelter could be closing permanently within the next couple of weeks, putting at risk 350 direct jobs if they're unable to reach an agreement on how it is that some of the input costs that affect that business are negotiated, in particular the Eskom tariff. They're sitting at about 88 cents per kilowatt hour at the moment. They're looking to get closer to the 62 cents that was recently agreed with other members of the ferrochrome industry. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with our resident energy expert, independent energy analyst Tshepo Kgadima. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Kgadima, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. These negotiated power agreements, we've spoken about them in the past. We've spoken about how it is that they impact a company like Eskom, but it seems more and more that by the day, the smelters in South Africa are looking to get their electricity even cheaper.
Good evening, Raymond, as well as to the listeners. Yes, I think at the outset, I want to restate the fact that NPAs are by their very nature unconstitutional. Specifically, they violate Section 217 of the Constitution. And that actually, by now, Eskom should have taken all measures to ensure that they implement and institute a standardized uniform tariff throughout the country. And I compute that number to be at 87 cents per kilowatt hour. And that is really what will get this economy growing, because currently our electricity consumption per capita continues to decline. And we need it's currently sitting around 2.6 megawatt hours per, electricity consumption per capita per year. We need that number to get to 3.8. And you and I have spoken previously about the fact that now Eskom sits with surplus capacity of electricity, which it doesn't have a customer to sell to. So the closure of this smelter in Mpumalanga, Emalahleni, will only add to the woes that Eskom is currently facing. And of course, the country at large, in terms of pedestrian economic growth, GDP growth, where as well as unemployment that continues to be on the increase, and inflationary pressure that is resultant from lower industrial output and more importation of various goods and services, including the importation on a large scale that we've had Minister of Electricity pronounce just last week when he was visiting China, that he intends to bring in Chinese technology, Chinese engineering, Chinese equipment to this country to pursue the goal of reaching 100 gigawatts of electricity supply. So this is a cocktail of problems that unfortunately Eskom doesn't seem to have a handle on, when they have got all the tools in their arsenal to be able to ensure that they can win the war against deindustrialization, which has decimated this economy.
Kgadima, how do we strike that balance between enabling the economy, as you rightly mentioned, around that 87 kilowatt hour price point, or 87 cents rather, price point, versus the ongoing electricity tariff increases we've been seeing, against the fact that all of the employers, it seems as if you're employing a certain number of individuals or have electricity as a significant input, a negotiated price agreement seems to be a good way to get to a price point that you're able to work with, but not necessarily what the country works with? How do you strike that balance, and where should we be striking the conversation so that we don't lose jobs, but also so that electricity doesn't keep going up for consumers?
Well, at the outset, I'm saying that soon we will see a case before our courts whereby Eskom is held in contempt for violating Section 217 of the Constitution, as well as all other non-discriminatory provisions in the Constitution. They are unlawfully discriminating against people on the, on social class, for example, that if you are a poorer person, you can pay over 5 rand a kilowatt hour. If you are a rich multinational company, you can pay 62 cents a kilowatt hour. I mean, it's an absurdity in the extreme. But Eskom, by their own admission, they believe that they can be able to supply electricity profitably at the 60 8 cents price point or the 65 cents price point that they have recently, you know, pronounced in the so-called negotiated pricing agreements, which are in any event, as I say, unconstitutional. So we won't be surprised if soon there will be a class action or a course of action in our courts to declare that conduct unconstitutional and therefore stand to be reversed. But also probably it's time for a declarata that Eskom and NERSA should actually find a mechanism of bringing about a standardized uniform tariff. Now, we have worked out the numbers, you know, analysts such as myself, and I can competently say that 87 cents a kilowatt hour, it is actually the price that is achievable and is a price that Eskom can be able to meet. But if anything, they are not, the pronouncements by companies such as Ferroglobe, PLC, and a whole host of others that are in the ferromanganese, ferrochrome smelters, and all other smelters, or the so-called energy-intensive users. If anything, they have proved is no longer now an anecdotal evidence, but it is actually empirical evidence that the so-called renewable energy is never going to be the solution when it is on grid. And it is therefore also not surprising that part of the decline or the decrease in the energy consumption per capita in this country is resultant from the great migration. We spoke about this last week, the great migration off grid using the so-called renewable energy, which in the main is solar, backed up with LP gas. But on the other hand, that once you put that power on the grid, it is not usable by anybody. It is 100% redundant. For if it was indeed usable, these ferrochrome smelters would have embarked on a behind-the-meter solution, particularly because most of them, they are located on areas whereby they have got abundant land which they could either acquire or procure, or even that belongs to them, which they could be able to use to produce electricity for behind-the-meter consumption. They have not done so on the very basis that we have analysts such as myself have made a point that intermittent energy is not appropriate when you put it either on the grid or you make it the first priority of supply for any energy intensive user. And Eskom should actually have realized that pursuing the so-called Eskom Green, pursuing the so-called 14,000 kilometer capacity expansion, those are only going to accelerate the untimely demise of Eskom itself, because right now it continues to be in a precarious position. Right now, it's got a transmission grid that can supply 54 gigawatt, and yet the Eskom is currently supplying no more than 25 gigawatt of power. Even on the coldest day on record this year, we see that the energy consumption per capita continues to remain low and continues to be on the decrease.
We have some concerns that we need to tackle where it relates to how it is that we achieve affordable electricity pricing, especially if we're looking at South Africans and South African businesses like Ferroglobe. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to independent energy expert Tsepo Kadima for joining us to take a look at Ferroglobe's recent announcement that the elevated electricity tariffs poses a risk to the jobs and their smelters that they operate in Mpumalanga.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.